by State Representative Mike Boeheim. Mike, welcome aboard, man. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. How are you, Brian?
Doing very well. All right, bring us inside the Capitol, man. How are things going right now? Let's start with the closed primary argument before we get to the maps.
Well, one of the things about the closed primary is that we're in a much different political society than we were years ago, where the party was so small that a closed primary back then made no sense because you would have such few Republicans being able to participate. You had the risk of a fringe candidate being nominated. Now that the party's over 30% of the Louisiana electorate, people have switched. They've either left the Democratic Party, their new registrations, or replacing other registrations where people have either moved out or died or so forth. And some people have moved from no party because there's a difference between no party and independent. Independent's technically a party. If you're unaffiliated, that's no party, and have moved to the GOP so they could vote in the Republican presidential primary, mainly due to Donald Trump's attraction. We have a much larger party registration than we did, say, 20 or 30 years ago. So with that, the party, the Louisiana GOP is large enough now where participation could come from as much of about a third of the state electorate. And that's, that's one of the big changes we have now that we didn't have before. Now, I could tell you that the open primary did have a profound impact in creating a viable Republican Party in Louisiana because back in the 70s, if you're a registered Republican, you didn't have an opportunity to really vote in the general election because almost everything was decided in the Democratic primary.
Right.
In fact, something I brought up on the floor of the legislature the other day was that 1972, when Dave Trueman was nominated to run for governor against Edwin the first time, most people don't remember he ran against Edwin in the 70s first before he ran against him in 83 and is reelect. You only had 10,000 participants in that Republican primary. Well, now, if you look at our presidential primary turnout, it's much higher. And that's a low turnout race, but the pool of voters is so much larger now. So that's why there's a big argument for doing closed primaries in Louisiana. Now, there's been some back and forth on what the scope of it should be. Some people thought every race should be a closed primary. I didn't think that was particularly practical.
Mm-hmm.
While other people believe that it should be limited to state, federal, and Supreme Court regional. And we'll see what the final outcome of that's going to be. But I suspect it's going to be closer to the latter than it is former, because to go straight to closed primary is a little bit of cold turkey for the electorate, making that shift cold turkey for the electorate. So I think we're going to see some variation of a limited closed primary come out the legislature. The Senate pushed back pretty hard. And I think that's what we'll be looking at.
We're talking with State Representative Mike Boeheim. Mike, one of the arguments that keeps coming back that remains in favor of the open primaries is the overwhelming success of Republicans in Louisiana. And if you move to a closed primary, you're giving Democrats more of an opportunity to get lucky, basically. We had 10 state representative races that were Republican versus Republican. Yours was one of them. 10 runoffs that were Republican versus Republican, where we were, as Republicans, guaranteed Republicans.
Well, in my race, we had three candidates. We had a Democrat and two Republicans. Mine went to an all-Republican runoff.
Mm-hmm.
You did have some races in Louisiana that were exclusively Republican. But, one of the challenges the GOP needs to face, and they haven't, and part of that is due to they've just been lazy, in my opinion, is that we have to break out of the demographic constraints of making of just competing in predominantly white areas in Louisiana. There's no Republican alternatives in a place like Orleans Parish. We haven't had a Republican councilman in Orleans Parish since 2006. We haven't had a school board member since 2012. There are no local elected Republican officials in New Orleans aside from Stephanie Hilferty, and she's a state representative whose district straddles Jefferson and Orleans. So this will actually force the party finally to go into areas where the party doesn't have a presence and try to plant the flag and try to sell new communities on the value of voting Republican. So I see this as a potential gain okay. in that respect.
So basically your take is allowing for a one-on-one, allowing this to reduce down to a one-possession ball game, that get lucky take could go both ways. That which gave us Don Cashew in Baton Rouge also gave us Joseph Gow in New Orleans.
Well, and you know, remember this, it gave us John Fleming in Shreveport, too, because John Fleming was elected the same day as Gow. In fact, ironically enough, Gow's race was called before Fleming's race. Fleming's went down to the last few precincts in Webster Parish. So, because I remember I was at Gow's party that night tracking the Shreveport race. So, and things are different now in Louisiana, and in terms of the electorate, people are much more loyal to the GOP brand than they ever were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, when Brian, when you and I were in college, you know, being a Republican, Republicans did not dominate Louisiana. In fact, I think we only had one statewide elected official, Box McKiffin, at the time.
Yep.
Things are different. And, you know, so we're in a different environment. And, you know, I think that the stress is on the Democrats because you're right. If you look at that race, I would not. In fact, I didn't support the closed primary back during that period. In 2006, because you had Woody Jenkins being nominated, who the Democrats, to be honest, wanted to see as the Republican nominee, because that's the only guy Don Cashew was able to beat.
Right.
And then, but the party's so much broader now that you're going to have someone that's more palatable to the general electorate. And look, Woody's a friend of mine, but I mean, even I knew that, you know, Woody was going to have a tough race against a moderate like Don Cashew. Well, now, people like Don Cashew can't be nominated by the Democrats. Democrats have become such an extremist party that, you know, people like then State Representative Cashew don't have a chance. You're going to end up having people nominated that are on the fringe of Louisiana's political spectrum. And this is going to put the Democrats, in my opinion, at a major disadvantage, because we saw in this race for U.S. Senate, I believe Gary Chambers outperformed Lou Nixon, and Lou Nixon, I don't remember if his first name was Lou, but his
Luke.
Last name was Mixon, you know, couldn't get past Gary Chambers, and Nixon pretty much had the support of the establishment of the Democratic Party. Yet Chambers, I believe, did donuts around him. So if memory serves me right.
Wow, the Mixon Chambers are, yeah, wow, okay. Okay, just as an aside here, and we got to scooch, I got to break for news, but just as an aside, Mike, before you came on, when I was teasing the segment coming up, I said, I don't know if it's a crutch or a superpower, but leaning on Louisiana history is what Mike Boeheim does. He is Mike Boeheim. Look.
If they're only a lucrative game show for this.
Yes! I mean, maybe one category in Jeopardy one day and you run the table. In the meanwhile,
I'm just going to bet it all, Alex.
The daily double.
Whoever's hosting the show these days is changing.
Ken Jennings is who you're looking for right there. Mike, I got to let you get back to work, man. We got to get you back on in very short order as, I mean, y'all are in the thick of it right now with a special session. He's State Representative Mike Boeheim. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Appreciate it.